The following podcast is scheduled for one fall. From the heart of Broadway in historic downtown Cape Girardeau, this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Ladies and gentlemen, Battleground was Sunday.
It sure was. Meg.
And you are tuned in to another episode of Pro Wrestling Unscripted here on the Podzilla 1985 Network with me, your host, Shannon Young, Mr. 100, back at you again on this beautiful 302-degree Wednesday here in the lovely Cape Girardeau, misery.
I get it.
Thank you. The cast for tonight, as always, down at the end of the table, the five-star man, Ace Gray.
Hello.
Allie, not actually a bear,
hi,
next to me, who we learned very disturbing things about before the show. Very disturbing. If you want to know the disturbing thing that we found out about Allie before the show, email us at keepthatmicrophoneoutofyourmouth@podzilla1985.com. Also, to my left, the Big D, Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
And special guest tonight, great guy, an old friend of mine, I think.
Apparently.
I'm honestly not 100%
sure. We've talked about
sure.
that, and we're starting to question that now.
Barry James Carafa. Hi.
I'm excited to be here. And
now, what is your official title? How is your official title? Because you work with CCW,
correct?
With Cape Championship Wrestling, who we are all fans of, and
as am I.
What is your title that you would like to have?
You know, they haven't given me an official title, and I think
you can give your own on the show.
My responsibilities change from day to day. I'd like to say I'm over research, development, quality management, and I don't know. Let me think about it.
There's probably a few more that I could add.
We can call you one of two names. You get to pick. Jared Kushner, Shang Tsung.
I don't get that.
I don't either,
but Shang Tsung is closer to a foreigner name, and my last name's Slovakian, so I'll go with that one. And I'm going to look those up later, and if I find out either one of them are offensive.
Okay. No.
Shang Tsung is the shapeshifter who steals souls from Mortal Kombat characters.
All right,
characters.
So 2 seconds, I'll justify it. So Shang Tsung does everything because he can be anybody. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you do everything, right?
No,
yourself, confirmed on the show that...
No, that would be Jason Wells. You have me confused.
The other part is that as Jared Kushner is on the Trump team, he does everything for Donald Trump.
No, I'm,
so
I'm a handyman.
So what you're saying is you're Jared Kushner, Jason is Donald Trump, is what you're saying. Okay, let's move on.
Yeah, so anyway, back to what Allie was saying, or what you were saying about Allie earlier. She did it first, I did it better. Yay or nay?
Can't confirm because nobody was
here.
For hers.
I think Ethan was because he looked disturbed by it.
That's all we're going to hear from Allie because she's about to just leave.
She's about to kick us, one of us. All right, let's move on. We're going to talk about some wrestling stuff here tonight. We're also going to talk about this weekend's CCW show. We're going to talk a little bit about that because I don't think we've talked about it enough last week. No. We had Megan and Jason on. Asa, you missed, unfortunately. Thank God you're back. Everyone did a great job without you, of course, because everyone here is solid. But we miss you, so we're glad to have you here.
I was super bummed that I had to miss that show, too. But
I told
I listened to the episode, but I don't remember if we said why I wasn't there. But I have a friend who's been teaching in Albania for the last 2 years, and this is the first time he's been home.
I knew, 2 years. Because I texted you.
Yeah.
Or messaged you and you said, it's a legit story because that's the same thing he told me last week. So
yeah.
That's actually where it was.
I assume Asa wouldn't lie
to
us.
I got to see him and I was very excited.
I thought it was Alabama.
Shut up. Idiot.
Shut
your mouth. All right. First thing tonight, let's just talk about Sunday real quick. Before we talk about Sunday, and Ace has given me the nod, thank you, because I have a terrible memory. We do, from the heart, we 100% want to send out our condolences to Roger Mathis, whose father passed away. Roger is I've met him a handful of times. You guys have met him and hung out with him. He's a great guy. It's terrible, and we feel very bad for you. And Roger, we just want to send our heartfelt condolences out to you, man.
Yep.
If, of course, this goes without saying, but to you and to anyone else, if you ever need anything, let us know. So. Moving on from that. And thank you, Asa, for reminding me. He told me 20 times before the show, don't forget to mention this. Don't forget to mention this. I got it. I'm good. And then immediately forgot it. So I apologize. But yeah.
Blame it on Allie, actually, because I think we all forgot everything for a few minutes.
That did kind of Men in Black memory wipe.
It was a neuralizer to us all.
Yeah.
All right. So now let's talk about Sunday.
There we go.
Which we wish could be neuralized from our memories.
Only most of it. Because
like after the first 30 minutes were really good. And yeah, then after yeah, that.
The New Day match was fantastic.
Oh yeah, that set the bar. Like it was like, okay, this is going to be
your. They are the bar.
We held off on going to get pizza just so I could see that match. I wanted to see the ending of it. Mm-hmm. And the New Day won the tag titles. And Dalton, I think it was either you or Asa. You mentioned to me a very cool fact about the New Day and the titles. Asa, what was that?
Yeah. So, the New Day is the first team to hold the Raw and SmackDown tag team championships. But Kofi Kingston is the only superstar to hold the WWE Tag Team Championships, the World Tag Team Championships, the Raw Tag Team Championships, and the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. So every version of the Tag Team Championships that WWE has had, Kofi Kingston has held.
That's pretty impressive.
With multiple, like, just thinking of his tag team partners, Evan Bourne, R-Truth, CM Punk, Woods and Big E. Mm-hmm. I'm willing to say I'm missing somebody.
No, yeah, there's at least one or two more probably.
He's like the blaster of WWE. Revolving door of partners.
Doesn't matter what partner you stick out there with him, he's gonna bring the gold back.
He's gonna knock it out of the park every time.
And that match was so cool. Like, there were so many spots where we're just like, oh, well, that's the end.
Yeah.
Oh man, why wouldn't they finish it there? That would have been such a great finish. But the actual finish was better than all of it because it's Xavier Woods with that insane springboard elbow dive from three quarters across the ring.
No, he was against the ropes. Yeah. It was almost the full. It was a coast to coast for sure.
And not only that, but it's the first time he said that Xavier Woods has pinned someone to win a championship.
Yep.
That's what I found really impressive was the fact that they won the titles with Xavier and Kofi actually being the two participants in the match.
Yeah.
I hope it sets up for a Biggie turn down the road. I know that no one at the table probably wants to hear that, but I think
a long way down the road.
No, this is their goal is to get the world title on Kofi. And I am just entirely on board with that.
Cause he deserves it.
Yeah.
He has been nothing but quality since 2007. He's been in WWE's main roster for 10 years. And I'm willing to say at least 70% of it has held a belt.
Yeah.
It's so weird to think that Kofi's been in there for so long.
Oh yeah. No, I remember whenever he like debuted on ECW, I was super excited for him. And he came out just like a bat out of hell, just being so entertaining, so acrobatic. He's had some moments, Randy Orton, where somebody has kind of paused his career, Randy Orton. But he has still found a way to...
Are you okay?
Huh?
You okay?
Yeah.
You got a little tick there.
I did?
He's got that Viper tick.
Yeah.
Viper tick. That's weird. But no, like, there's no reason that WWE, Randy Orton, should be holding Kofi Kingston from having a world title.
All right. Calm down, Kevin Nealon. Let's move on. Guess who got that reference? Hunter.
I don't know.
Anyway, see? Take your advice. I'm mentioning it early.
I'm going to keep a chart.
Yeah.
One. There's a check mark.
We did have a complaint, though, about that with the finish. At least I did. When Brock Lesnar beat Samoa Joe with one F5, we all kind of said, hopefully, maybe they're going back to there being a finisher is a finish. When you hit the finisher, the match is over. And clearly it's not.
Well,
it's
I
not.
Mean, I never thought they were doing that. I knew they weren't. It's just the...
That bit of
Except
hope
it
that,
works
that hit
for,
you?
It works for Brock Lesnar, and it would be more bearable if that's what they were going to.
Right.
But I knew that's not what they were doing.
Yeah, I don't think there's a such thing as a finisher anymore. Mm-hmm. Not even on the video game can you barely, you know, you hardly pin someone on the video game after a finisher, so there's even false finishes on that.
I feel like glitchy. If anyone does have a finisher that finishes in one shot, it would be Brock Lesnar, just because that's how they built him up.
Triple H.
Sure.
That pedigree is protected. That move is... That, it is.
It's not as, like, I mean, I wouldn't put it as protected as the Tombstone. Cause the Undertaker's had, I think, six people kick out of it total.
That's true. Okay, so the Triple H's finisher,
you know what,
and Dalton, Undertaker's finisher.
Find this out. I'm actually curious about this. Not right now. It's gonna take way too long. But what is the most protective finisher? What is the finisher that-
Leg drop?
The Hogan leg drop?
Yes.
Oh, you know, he might not be wrong about
that. No, about to say, like, I don't like counting it cause it's kinda silly comparative to the other two. But, Hogan's leg drop. The only time I think it's ever been kicked out of clean was whenever Sid Vicious did it.
Why is it silly?
You want to compare dropping?
Great Muta.
Oh, it was
Ultimate Warrior.
Actually, Billy and I were talking about this on Facebook the other day. Billy Hills.
Barry, you dropped that name.
That back up and put it. I'm going to save that for later.
I stole that from me, so I got to be honest.
It was good. I actually looked in the floor.
You did.
I thought I didn't know if there was something in this room I should be afraid of crawling
great
around.
Visual gag for the audio podcast.
So it was brought up. There was a video of Hogan and Muta, and I thought, wow, this is actually a pretty good match. Hogan sold a lot. They were in Japan, and I wondered, was that the first time someone had kicked out of the leg drop in? That was post Ultimate Warrior. So I don't know if Warrior was the first one to ever actually kick out of it, or
because Warrior definitely kicked out during that
WrestleMania 7.
Yeah, the when title versus the, title.
When was the Justice one? Whenever Sid Justice kicked
that
out.
That was way after Ultimate Warrior.
It was. It was the
Warrior one left after he won the title, and then he came back whenever Justice and Papa Shango were in the main.
Yeah, and that's the reason because Papa Shango didn't reach his cue, so Sid had to kick out of it.
Oh, so that was an accident.
Yeah. That was an accident. He wasn't supposed to. Yeah, no. Papa Shango was supposed to interrupt him.
Also, Hogan was great in Japan, Allie. He really was. He was much better over there than he is here. But that's just a fact.
And I'm not like, and whenever I say silly, there's a big difference in somebody or Triple H or Rollins doing the pedigree, which is their move that nobody else really does. And then Taker and Kane had the tombstone comparative to the leg drop that Yokozuna dropped one. A lot of people.
Okay, so would you say that about Shawn Michaels' super kick?
That is not
95% of wrestlers do the super kick?
Oh, I would say now, yes, but at the time that Shawn Michaels was doing it, he was like the only one doing it.
Well, speaking of the super kick, that brings up another good point. What about the DDT? It's almost used every match, but has anyone ever really, I don't remember off the top of my head. I'm sure someone did, but Jake Roberts' DDT. I mean,
he's the only one that ever got it.
It's evolved into a very simple move, but at one time it was
a finisher.
That was the end of the match.
Yeah. But even at the height of Hogan's career, other people may not have been doing leg drops because that was Hogan's move but it was a basic move that people had done before.
Well, I remember the first time I saw, I think it was Psychosis do the leg drop off the top rope. Mm-hmm. And it didn't finish someone. And I remember watching that going, no, Hogan does that. It kills the guy.
But it wasn't atomic.
It wasn't atomic. Hogan cranks the leg before he drops it.
It's all that tanning oil he has, and his leg has become nuclear.
He's got the skin of a hot
dog. He also just built up right before that after taking a beat down. He grabbed the ropes.
Yeah, what do you think the Hulk up was, Dalton? Do you think it was just a seizure of strength? No. He actually powered up. Like, it's like Goku.
It's all premeditated, partner.
He's converting that kinetic energy from all of his opponent's fist hitting his face.
He's basically the Gambit of the wrestling world.
And he's channeling it into his leg.
The only way he could release that energy was through that right leg.
It was all the
science,
the prayers and vitamins, not steroids.
It was the prayers and the vitamins and the bearing of the backstage talent. Yeah, that's how we did it. Okay, back to Sunday.
I will say too, just for a long time, and he stopped using it now that he's a heel. But the Red Arrow was
he only pulls it up for like pay per views.
Well, but like now, but even whenever he was still just white meat babyface Neville, no one kicked out of the Red Arrow. Like that was a crazy protected move.
But for the most part, finishers aren't finishers.
Yeah,
definitely. It takes at least three. You have to build up three SmackDowns before you can put it in the final.
And then they still have to be surprised that anyone kicks out of Sami Zayn's Blue Thunderbomb.
Yeah.
Especially Sami Zayn. Just look at his face every time. Yeah.
But Mike Kanellis can't kick out of that Helluva kick, can he?
Nope.
That's twice now. Mm-hmm. Which we saw. All right, so tag team match aside, because it was a great match, and it was a great way to kick off the show. It was fantastic. If that had – Dalton, you said if that set the tone of the show
– Yeah.
It was like a roller coaster.
It would have been way better than Great Balls of Fire if everything would have kept going from there.
Because Great Balls of Fire really wasn't that bad of a
pay-per-view. Great Balls of Fire was awesome. I love Great Balls of Fire.
And I don't
say that one more time.
Let's not.
I'm good. Thanks, WWE.
I don't think this pay-per-view was as bad as everyone said it was, though. I saw online they gave it like a 1.9.
You know, I defended that in the group chat, and somebody said that, are you sure? And then after like really looking at it, I was like, no, actually it was kind of garbage after that first match.
But there was only,
think about it.
The women's match was fine.
The women's match was fine. Most of the Corbin Nakamura match was fine.
Except the ending.
Yeah, that was stupid.
The ending having Becky Lynch tap out two people just get rolled up.
No, we're talking about Nakamura.
Well, no, I'm just saying like there was a lot of good matches, but there was a lot of things that just didn't make a lot of sense.
Like the ending to Nakamura Corbin.
Yeah.
I saw this on the review and I agree with it 100%. It's like, okay, you can't have Nakamura lose because he's so hot. You can't have Corbin lose because he's the Money in the Bank winner.
I very much disagree with that. Yeah. Because have you seen how they treat anyone who wins the Money in the Bank the last 4 years?
Yeah, Rollins, Sheamus win a match like 3 months before he won the title and cashed it in. I don't think he had won a match on television.
Rollins lost at WrestleMania just to win the title that night.
And that's true. They've done that multiple times.
Yeah. But they're clearly,
they're behind Corbin.
They're behind Corbin, and I agree with you guys completely. I've always thought that was stupid. I mean, did you mention Seth Rollins lost the opening match of Mania to win the...
I'm sorry.
I wasn't ignoring you, Dalton.
Your voice doesn't carry that far across the room.
Apparently.
Not with these titans. But if you can't book either guy to lose, then don't book the match. Mm-hmm. Like, don't have the match on the card if you know neither guy can take a loss.
Because
then they just look stupid.
Yeah, or have an ending where it's like a brawl outside and neither one of them want to get back in the ring because they're too busy beating each other up.
That's a good point.
And that would be a better ending if you're going to make it like that. It would have been a way better ending than just Corbin crotching him. Like,
I would have had Corbin keep on him too. Like, not just... crotch just, him and then end of match, like crotch him
and then beat on him mercilessly.
And then keep going.
He did, but like then, he walked out and then came back in.
I think that kind of set a trend for the whole night. Actually, is the work in the ring? Those guys worked hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were working with each other. There wasn't like a lot of botched moves that I remember. I think they all put in their sweat. It was the story that they had to tell. Limited, like the flag match. I mean, I'm not trying to segue into the next match, but
let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. To me, I was like hoping for an accident when they got on the stairs, like an accidental impaling of a leg or something. Give me something that I'm not going to expect.
The most fun I had during that match was when, I think it was Rusev had the stick, and I made a joke about it was Rusev on the ramp with the candlestick.
Mm-hmm.
I made a Clue reference.
No, he had the stand.
I entertained myself, and that was great.
Sometimes that's what you have to do.
But the rest of the time, it was just like you knew Cena was going to win. Dalton, go ahead.
Whenever Rusev took the flag like stand, hit Cena with it, and then he nicely put it back down
for him.
That's right.
Like, throw it into the crowd.
No, not even do that. There's an easy way to combat that without completely screwing Cena over, making him look like a goof. Just put throw it on the ground right next to the stand, like the steps. Because it makes it look like, all right, he obviously did that. That's a good strategy. It's going to make Cena try a little bit harder for it. Instead of just being like, bam, let me gently set this back down right here.
I think his best strategy was setting the tables up next to the stand so that way he could go through them later. That was the smart move.
It's one of those things where you have to avoid like logic in wrestling.
Yeah.
Because the first chance that I have, I'm going to take my opponent's flag and I'm going to javelin it.
Yeah.
And some kid is going to go home with a souvenir and an extra hole. But yeah, okay, I win. Just good
why
luck.
Do they have to make it to where the book? You can't use logic though. Why do they have to book all of the wrestlers like they're stupid?
Because it's easy.
It's like Sheamus and the Hardy Boys. I don't know if the cage match.
Oh, we're both.
Yeah,
both.
Just let him go and walk out behind him, and you win. You don't have to stop Sheamus from going out. Cesaro's knocked out inside.
Yeah,
just let him go and fall him out, and that happened.
Or
in
even
the flag
just
match.
Let one of them go.
That's right.
And
yeah.
Then you have a handicap match, and you get to just murder the guy.
That's right. And then you both walk out.
Yeah.
So it's like with the flag match. There were so many times that Rusev had his flag and could make it, and he didn't notice that Cena was about to. It's lazy, man. Those guys are working their butt off for it,
It's like a ladder match. Whenever the person knows they can't climb the ladder yet because they need to get hit, so they'll climb real slow, look around, like, where is he? Climb slow. Mm-hmm. And you know watching it, you're going, come on.
Yeah.
You could have thought of that better.
Don't climb that slow when you win then. Because it's like their pace changes as they're about to win the match.
Jesse, mm-hmm. who actually watched the pay-per-view more than Shannon did.
I watched.
Well, no, but like Jesse, you were playing Splatoon too. Yeah. But like Jesse sat in between Asa and I.
Yeah.
Who is not, he's not a big wrestling fan. And he was just like, yeah, no, they're not going to win off that. He was calling it. And I was just like,
when Cena does win and he's literally just like practically jogs up the stairs.
He's like, oh, yep, there it is. Yeah.
It was just a big circle. It was a big jerk for John Cena to set up his Jinder Mahal match. John Cena, the super foreigner killer. I'm guessing.
Tell me why I hate Rusev again, because I don't remember.
Because he insulted his wife and he protected her.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
And then he's proud of the country he's from.
Right. Last time I checked, Bulgaria really isn't much of I don't remember reading about them in the news too much.
No, they are evil.
As a Slovakian, I take offense to the fact that Bulgaria is looked upon as an evil country. I think, if anything, they're a country of tall, attractive, European, light-skinned people, as myself.
And Rusev.
I mean,
light-skinned as in pale, is what I'm talking.
If they're cranking out people who look like Rusev, they can't be bad.
Absolutely.
Handsome Ruru. And both of those guys deserve better. Rusev deserves better, a better story coming out of. And then, like, even Cena, you can do... But like, this is my least super hyper patriotic Cena is by far my least favorite.
The jorts
Cena.
With the American flag on the butt cheek.
You mean just super good guy Cena?
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's make Hulk Hogan again.
Yeah.
But he's not Hulk Hogan.
Ooh. See, I grew up hating Hulk Hogan and loving Roddy Piper just naturally. I cried when.
You and I wouldn't have been friends at the time. Sorry. I grew up loving Hulk Hogan and hating Roddy Piper.
I was in high school and you were probably like. I don't know. Younger. It would have been a weird relationship back then anyway. So,
she's 14 years younger. Go ahead.
I met my wife. I was her T-ball coach. That's how I met.
Moving on.
So, now, that's actually a story that I told when we had to go to a class for the Catholic school or the Catholic church before we could get married. I told the priest, well, let me tell you how we met. It wasn't true, but that's what I said. I said, she was really not a very good player, but I kept putting her over on first base and pitcher's mound for some reason. There was something about her, and I did, who would have known? So, back to Hot Rod.
What's happening?
Yeah, this happens from time to time. I cried when he didn't beat Hulk Hogan on the War to Settle the Score. So, because I wanted him to lose so badly. And then Bad News Brown became my new favorite wrestler because I wanted him to beat Hulk Hogan.
You just
so
wanted
badly.
Someone to beat Hogan.
I wanted
your favorite
to beat
wrestler was just whoever was, well, could have beat
there
Hogan.
There were these guys that also were like kind of loners and kind of unpredictable.
So Ultimate Warrior became your hero.
I liked Ultimate Warrior. And whenever Hogan kicked out in WrestleMania 7, I got up and I rented the pay-per-view. Like with my hard-earned grocery store money, and I got up and left the house. I said, "I'm not watching this happen again."
You ordered this on pay-per-view?
Yes.
That'd be like $400 back then.
It was, well, back then it was a different money transfer back then, so it was only more.
Well,
like
it certainly wasn't
$275.
It certainly wasn't just $9.99 a month.
No, I don't
on the WWE network.
On the network.
No, it was like if you played it just right, you hit the old school TVs. You may not even remember these. You can push the dial in and turn it.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
That's how we got adult channels. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were kind of scrambled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell
for this one.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell parts from each other. So it wasn't even worth watching.
At that age, it's more about the sound than the visual.
But anyway,
I was going
John Cena.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So now that I have a son, that's what I was bringing around to. I fell in love with John Cena when Rollins started watching wrestling because he's just a good dude, and that's who I want my son to admire, right?
No, we
3 years soon. Now, 3 years later, I wanted him to be impaled on the pay-per-view the other night.
We all love John Cena. We love him like we love Roman Reigns. He deserves, like Asa said.
I love
Roman Reigns. He's a hard worker. He's a good talent. It's not his fault that they keep pushing him down the throats like that.
Yeah.
That they have him quote Sylvester the Cat.
That wasn't great. It was hard to, I didn't defend
that
it.
That wasn't his fault. That's a good example of not his fault. Yeah.
But Cena does better with that. Like that stupid humor, Cena makes it so it work. Roman Reigns does not. So we got a different Cena on Thursday, on Tuesday, which we'll talk about in a little bit because Dalton loved it.
Oh, that was great.
But
loved it.
We all hated the flag match and we thought this is the worst that it's going to get. We thought that. And then the second disappointment of the night was we didn't get to see who beat up the X-Files. Yeah. So we were upset about that. Then came the Punjabi prison match, which was
the luckiest people
just,
were the ones
the
in the arena.
No. It was the yellows. It was just the weird yellow. Speaking of scrambled cable channels,
exactly.
That's kind of what this match was.
Yeah. My brain was scrambled watching it the whole time because Dalton, you're the historian. That's what we've given you the title of.
All right, go ahead.
Have they ever had a cage match where there was an interference?
I mean, there definitely
not
has
since
been.
Hogan versus like
no, Bernie. No. I mean, there's definitely been cage matches where there hasn't been interference.
Undertaker, Mankind, Hell in a Cell. Was there
the Hardys versus Cesaro?
It's fine.
And
it's fine. I get.
But like in a match like this,
there should have been no way there was interference.
Yeah, it's the same thing with like Rollins and J&J Security. I'm sure he had a cage match where they got involved.
Yeah.
It's like we knew going in that the Singh brothers were gonna get involved.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about cutting a guy's legs out from under him while at the same time telling him he's gonna be on top of the world? Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
Poor Jinder Mahal, who has the belt and might as well just have, it might as well be a paper belt at this point.
Can I tell you what this really reminds me of?
You can.
Jack Swagger. When Jack Swagger cashed in the Money in the Bank,
won the
World Heavyweight
chair.
Championship. Yeah, that one too. He was smart. He used it a chair so he could sit down on it instead of just, you know, using it for his carry-on. When he cashed that in and then they immediately put him against Big Show, and I love Big Show, but that saga was terrible. That program was awful. They didn't have good chemistry together, and it didn't work. And then they just immediately like, oh, well, you kind of suck, don't you? We'll just take this away from you. And he never really got another fair shake after that.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure that was after he got the DUI when he was supposed to beat Del Rio at WrestleMania.
Yeah, and then Del Rio took it from him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's in Snowball. Real Americans were awesome. I love the Real Americans, but they've really...
And I love Jack Swagger. I was super... Like, whenever he showed up on SmackDown, like, you know, you don't know Jack, Jumpin' Jack. Like, I was like, oh, yes, I'm on board. Where has he been for the last 3 weeks?
Released.
Oh, and now he gets released.
Yes,
cool.
Right. What's his name now?
I think he's still just going... He might be just be doing Jack Hager.
I knew it was close to...
Yeah,
I thought he was going to embrace the DUI and call himself Jack Stagger.
Wow.
Ah! Jokes are bad and you should.
And I'll see you guys later.
God bless you.
That was amazing.
I like gender and I'm happy that they're doing something different. Like everyone complains like, oh, we want something different. Well, here you go. But they're not doing it. But they're not doing it well.
Yeah, yeah, I said that last week.
Like, this has been played out way too many times.
You have to give, like, if you gave gender some believable wins against someone, like, have him beat Sami Zayn, then have him beat Ziggler, then have him beat someone, and then all of a sudden, oh, well, now he actually makes sense to be in this number one contendership match.
Does Ziggler still wrestle for WWE?
Yeah.
He does.
He's employed by WWE. Yeah, I don't know if he's going to wrestle anymore, which is a shame in itself.
But yeah, no, use that mid-card that SmackDown likes to brag about. Mm-hmm. You have a bunch of people. It's a lot like CCW, where we have a bunch of people that are very believable contenders. At any point, Sami Zayn could beat anybody. At any point, Ziggler could, and that's how they portray him. Or, I mean, even Mike Kanellis, just have, well, not Kanellis because he's kind of a bad guy, but have, just have Mahal beat your upper mid card until he has to face Styles, Orton, Cena, instead of just having him deal with Orton for the last.
Well, that's not entirely fair. He beat Styles.
Yeah.
He beat Styles.
Oh, that's right.
But that was when he was already champion.
No, that was before a champion. That was on the way to champion. That was after he won Battle Royal. Yeah,
that's right.
That in that 3 weeks when they said we're going to make this guy a contender, he beat Styles. Out of the blue. But let's be honest.
But you know what I'm saying.
But the 2 weeks before he won that Battle Royal, he lost to Mojo Rawley.
Gronk
got pinned on Raw. In 2 minutes.
But let's be honest.
It makes you think that it wasn't planned out along. You know, it was kind of a let's do this kind of thing. It was really planned out.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. You guys might give
me flack.
I like
it better when you don't lie.
That's what you're going to get, baby. Right here.
Duly noted.
He's not that good.
I'm going to say you're wrong.
But, no, hear me out all the way. He's not that good with what they're doing with him because I don't think they're utilizing him well. His promos are boring. No. His promos are boring. Yeah. It's the same stuff over and over again. His matches are a joke. He only wins because 82 people interfere. What they're doing with him is terrible, and he's not that good. Is the perception
they're
of
setting
the
him
Adam
up
Tran.
To go right back to the spot he was in when he loses the title?
And just to counter that, though, so what you're saying is you have an unbelievable, like the champion's like, well, no, he's not that good. Someone should beat him for it, and then you're just getting frustrated seeing better wrestlers get one-upped by and outsmarted by that dastardly.
I'm not saying that's
what they're going for, but like that's. I'm not saying that's how you're reacting.
Mahal
like,
did
know,
not look
not,
strong the other night.
You're
you know
not hook, line, and sinker like you're falling for it, but that reaction is absolutely what Vince is hoping for.
And then I'm saying you're not right because I very much remember him in NXT, like whenever they were doing the tournament for the first ever NXT championship.
He was in the finals.
Against Rollins. And he was doing a lot of the same promos, except it wasn't as much India like pointed, but it was just like, no. This is my birthright. I am supposed to be the best.
Was he as monotone?
I don't think he's monotone now.
He's totally monotone.
His voice kind of cracks, yeah.
He sits there with the same tone the entire time with boring promos that is the same thing every week. And I feel bad for him because I like Jinder Mahal too. Yeah. I was one of the people that said he should be. I agree he should be champion. It's new. But my God, you're setting the guy up to fail.
Oh no, I love Mahal. Hate what they're giving him. But I mean, that's WWE for you.
It's one of those things where he should have done the whole, I came in peace. I came to offer you peace and you rejected me. So okay, I'm just going to take everything that you love now. And then, but Vince.
Evil Foreigner.
Yeah. We only have two of those on SmackDown. We need a third.
Yeah.
He wants another Hogan and I guess he wants another Iron Sheik to go along with it. It's frustrating because Mahal does have a lot more to offer. And that's, you know, 3MB. No, is there no chance of that coming back?
No.
Can we only dream about something as awesome as that? They're still hired. And then they take on the Shield in the main event of WrestleMania. Did I just steal your stuff?
You did. I was going to be like, that's the main event of WrestleMania 35.
Well, if you stole the stuff, give it to WWE so they can use it, for the love of God.
Can we do 36 and get along?
There's too much logic at this table right now for them to pay attention, unfortunately.
Can we go ahead and just jump to SmackDown? Let's just go to SummerSlam main event.
Go ahead.
Because
we'll skip everything else that happened on SmackDown because I don't. Oh, and I'll know. There's
liked,
one important thing, especially.
I
we'll the, talk about that, but go ahead and do this.
I like the Usos jumping New Day coming out.
And AJ Styles.
AJ Styles winning the belt. No, that's annoying.
Chris Jericho.
I heard that was a mistake the night before. I read that today, that the AJ Styles Kevin Owens finish.
He apparently was supposed to lift the shoulder up.
It
looks bad.
From what I saw from like Meltzer, I think, was the referee gets knocked down, so he's groggy and out of it, and he's out of position, and AJ's far shoulder should have been up, like it was.
Which it was at the beginning.
Which it started up.
Right.
But then he put it down, and it just, so he was just getting pinned for the six count. But it was, he was supposed to keep that shoulder up the whole time. I have no way of knowing if that's true, but that's just kind of believable.
Yeah, I saw the video today that looked like he was there. I mean, they said that that video that was on YouTube has been removed already, like edited out of the match or something. I didn't go back and reference that, but
It was awful. It was a terrible finish. What, no matter how it happened.
No, yeah.
We all sat and looked at each other like, wait, what was that? Was that supposed to happen?
Mm-hmm.
AJ Styles looks terrible. AJ looks terrible right now. And from what I know it's a work, but they had fan footage of AJ Styles after the match. He stayed out there for a while kicking stuff like he was actually mad about something, which they were like, oh, he was mad about the finish. And he's probably just selling the fact that he lost.
Right.
But he got to lift his shoulder. That's what he's mad about.
Smark.
I've worked so hard to get here.
I forgot to lift my shoulder.
I did like Jericho's hair.
I love Jericho's
hair. He's got that pre-Cena feud hair going right now. Yeah. With that weird headband.
Yeah, that was great.
Don't care.
He gets prettier and prettier every time.
You're not wrong.
I'm excited for Quiet to be his new thing.
I'm not.
I'm excited for Jericho to have Quiet. I need you as the WWE Universe at live events to not try to what it.
I mean, I will be glad if What Chance what? Die, but if it's just replaced with Quiet.
Yeah.
If a wrestler gets up to talk and I start hearing Quiet. No, I'm not even going to talk about it because he'll start doing it.
You're going to jinx it.
I'm done. Let's talk about Cena at Tuesday.
I'll let Dalton tell the Cena part because this is what he really likes. I hate it.
I love it. Because it's just, this is what he is now doing, what the internet says he is doing, which works beautifully.
It would work beautifully if he wasn't super shiny babyface.
I mean, is he?
He's bullying his way into a championship match.
Twice.
Well, it didn't work though. They put him in his place finally.
Yeah, after the first time where they were just like, yeah, okay, you can do that.
But like, I just love the line of like, you're facing Super Cena. Nice to meet you. You can't see me. Hit the trumpets, and he just starts walking out. It's like, that's the Cena I want. Just being like, and he can be a good guy doing that. Like, it's perfectly fine. And like, I was talking, like, Shannon just kind of, you're both giving me the cringe face. I'm willing to say.
Cause it's the same way that like, oh yeah, Cena's such the nice guy that every time CM Punk said something that was borderline insulting, he punched him. That's the example that we need to set. If someone uses their words, attack them with your fists.
Plus, it's just kind of obnoxious, especially for people that know.
It's kind of how it's supposed to be in professional wrestling. I think it's, you use your words and then you get punched in the mouth, and the guy who can talk and punch is the winner.
But why is it always the good guy that gets to swing?
Because it makes the bad guy more justified.
Would you like Hulk Hogan when he cut
promos? Why do I hate Rusev again?
If he said, my name's Hulk Hogan, I'm gonna drop a leg on you, I always win, I'll see you next month.
Did you watch WCW?
And it was the biggest heel turn of all time.
It was, yeah. You're absolutely right. Remember when he became face and then got the belt back again?
I don't recall that.
Oh, it happened.
I mean, multiple times.
Salty over here.
I will say too,
I'm glad I'm sitting in the middle so I can keep you two apart.
I will say, I said it for the Rusev match and I was wrong, and so I'm okay with it, with being wrong again next week, but I think Cena loses to Nakamura.
I hope so.
I don't think
we
it's
all hope so.
I don't
because
think
if he doesn't, that's the end of Nakamura.
Well, I don't
Wait,
think
hold on,
it's
hold on. Either. Callie, do you hope so?
Yes.
Okay.
I think either someone costs Cena the match, and that's where we get his SummerSlam feud, and then we get Nakamura versus Jinder.
Nakamura versus AJ is kind of like in the back.
Before they
announce this match is what I wanted. Now that he's fighting Cena,
SummerSlam.
I want that
at WrestleMania another year from now.
Yeah.
I want them to apart from each other as much as possible.
So I think either Nakamura wins from interference, or they just try to just be raw, and Corbin interrupts it, or they double DQ, double count out something, and then they triple threat.
That's the only thing that can happen. That's the only thing.
Triple threat, but if in this scenario where Cena faces Jinder Mahal at SummerSlam, I think Jinder beats Cena. I don't think Cena wins the championship here. Because SummerSlam is the heel show. SummerSlam is for the internet.
It's Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It always is. WrestleMania is Jedi. SummerSlam is Empire.
Right.
And I think if they really want to put this.
Which pay per view is where Darth Vader is the little kid that gets on my nerves?
Survivor Series.
Oh, okay. Okay. Battle Series
is Attack of the Clones.
That's true. Yeah.
There's one cool thing about
it's
it.
It's pretty,
but, then,
but it's really garbage. Yeah.
But I think if they really want to put their stamp on Jinder, even if it is the Singh brothers and Kali, oh boy, those are a lot of odds to overcome.
Also, I just want to mention
myself out of it. Cena is going to break Flair's record against the dastardly foreigner.
Oh, absolutely. Because it's a great story for America. I just want to mention
Vince's story, and that's how he likes it.
One thing, NXT TakeOver is Rogue One. Okay, moving on.
That's pretty accurate.
All right, now we can't sit here and talk about Battleground the entire night. The point is, it wasn't good.
No.
And the few matches that were terrible really dragged it down. But we got a lot of news and notes to cover.
Especially Khali coming back. Why?
That wasn't a surprise.
Even though that was the most agile we have seen him
I gotta tell you, Ken Murphy was messaging me and Jason and Lee in the group and was like, hey, is everyone watching this right now? Or watching WWE? Because he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was like, yeah, yeah. And they were like, Khali came out and he's like, oh, cause I'm reading everybody's bummed. He said, how did he get to the ring? And I said, well, you wouldn't believe this, but he didn't even. They wheeled him out in like one of those gurneys like they did with Sabu.
Like Hannibal Lecter.
Or Hannibal Lecter. That's exactly what I texted him. And he's like, you're kidding me. I was like, yeah, I just made that whole thing up. But it would have been cooler if they did.
He just lumbered down.
It wheeled him out and he had one of those masks
on. And it was so obvious, too. And I mentioned this during the show. Orton specifically went over to the ramp side to start to climb over.
Out.
And I was like, at the top and he came down.
Well, no,
for Khali to grab. Oh,
he shook it.
Right.
He shook it so hard he flipped him
over.
I tried
to shake that from my memory.
Barry, physics. Physics.
Science. You can't argue with it.
All right. So let's talk about the other news and notes that we have here. Global Force Wrestling lost 84% of their roster.
Yeah, they lost a bunch of people.
They lost Magnus.
Uh-huh.
Matt Morgan.
Yep. Didn't know he was wrestling for them.
And Davey Richards, who apparently is he retired from wrestling for the most part and is now
going
to be a...
He said he's still going to do some spot indie shows. You know, he's shown up on a couple CCW posters.
I'm going to say, damn it, Barry, steal my jokes.
I'm stealing everybody's stuff and I didn't know.
I was going to say, nah,
I got to hold his baby and she was crying. And then Jason came in.
Because her dad wasn't there.
Oh, yeah. I was treating your child with respect, just in case.
Sorry, Ken.
But he's like, but Davey Richards is actually like, he's going to be a doctor.
Yeah.
Like,
he's
been enrolled
awesome,
in medical school and he's like going to focus on that. So
he's
that's
been going. He's got like the first part out of the way. You know, he's just going to follow
which is
up.
Which awesome.
And,
yeah.
He's going to be a doctor. Matt Morgan is going to, or I'm sorry, Magnus is going to continue to be an Adonis. Mm-hmm. And Matt Morgan is
Mickey James.
And Matt Morgan is going to keep his 9-to-5 job.
What is it?
I don't know what it is, but that was – he did an interview where he said – because I don't think he's actually gone from the company yet, but he gave them notice that he wants his release because whenever he first signed on
– he's so deep in a storyline right now, they've given him a notice.
He's so committed to this 9-to-5 job. He's like, hey, I don't mind helping you guys out because you're only running shows on the weekend. All of your tapings are on the weekend, so I can do that. And then,
what's the perfect 9-to-5 job that we can make up for Matt Morgan right now?
I like to think that he works at Walmart and they're just like, hey, we're going to make you champion. Come in. I really like this job at Walmart. I can't come.
The truck comes in on Tuesdays, so I have to be there for the things to unload.
Yeah.
Or the maybe forklift is broken and that's what they rely on me for.
Yeah.
I am the forklift.
I am the forklift.
Also apparently Madison Rain's gone.
Yep.
Yeah, that and Angelina sometime. Jolie. Angelina Love.
No, but you're right. Angelina Jolie is not
no longer
Global
with
Force.
Global
she
Force
left.
Wrestling.
She left them.
But they did sign Johnny Mundo and Taya Valkyrie.
Well, okay, yep. I saw him on a flyer for a house show, but is he actually going to be a part of the roster or?
I don't know if he's going to be like used on TV yet because I don't know what the deal is with those AAA Lucha Underground contracts because that's what's kept Ricochet off of like New Japan. Like that's a whole deal because they did the mid-season finale so that people couldn't go and work on TV.
Right.
So I think if he's able, he'll be at like probably the next set of tapings.
Well, I know wherever he goes, Ken Murphy will not be far behind.
Well, he shouldn't be.
He loves Jim Morrison.
As he
Johnny
should.
Mundo. And I do. Have you watched the movie? His movie you put out?
Boone the Bounty Hunter?
No.
Yeah. I watched the trailer like 79 times.
I watched the first episode.
Boone the Bounty Hunter!
I watched the
Are
first
you gonna
episode
tell him
of Glow, and I didn't know that he was... Salty Johnson.
Alex Riley's in that too.
Salty Sack Johnson. That was his name.
On Glow, yeah.
Yeah.
Salty Sack. All right, we got to move on from that. Something a little less offensive. So Jim Cornette called Kenny Omega a pussy.
Wait a minute. We're moving on from say, huh?
Yeah. No, we're there.
On Twitter, someone was like,
I apologize for the language, but this is actually what he said.
No,
that's a quote.
That's legit. Yeah, he legitimately called him a pussy because.
That goes along with like rap music also.
His match that he had with the 8-year-old girl. He didn't make her cry. He couldn't even make a little girl cry. How am I supposed to take him seriously as a legit?
You know what? That was a criticism of the 8-year-old girl. He was saying she doesn't know how to sell.
She didn't have fear.
I mean, an 8-year-old that can sell that super kick. Don't have her back in the ring.
Cornette also said that he and Ibushi should never be given any sort of compliments for anything that they do because they're single-handedly murdering the business. It doesn't matter that Hitler was a great painter.
Really? Why is this a go-to for everybody?
Compared him to Hitler.
Hitler could sing.
He could?
I don't know. I'm just saying. It's like just people use it. Come on.
I don't think he compared them to Hitler. I think he compared them to the level of evil that Hitler represents. No,
he
called them Hitler.
He literally said
it was a joke. It was but he didn't say they are Hitler.
No, he didn't say
they're just like Hitler.
He didn't say they were like Hitler. He said that Hitler was a great painter and he shouldn't be complimented for that. These guys are great wrestlers. I don't see how that's a comparison to Hitler. That's just a comparison to a bad guy not being praised.
You
want to
be known for what you're not.
But
so,
I know it sounds like I'm arguing that this is
are
like
you defending Hitler right now.
I'm defending Hitler, but not Jim Cornette, because I have defended Jim Cornette on the show before.
Well, you know what Jason Wells would feel about Jim Cornette.
Sound the same way I feel.
No. Right now, I'm gonna a moment of silence so Jason, in his mind, can say it.
And I agree with him. So
yeah, this is. Let me just before everyone goes, oh Shannon, you're way off base on this. What he said.
You're on. We know that how you feel about Hitler now.
Hitler was well dressed, but that's not the point. Jim Cornette is an idiot. Like every good thing I've said about him and how I kind of agree with some of his views on wrestling, because I did. I'm an old school wrestling fan. You're an old school wrestling fan.
Is that my age?
No. Calm down.
Okay.
So I understand some of the frustrations with like, okay, he's wrestling an 8-year-old girl. Well, that makes us look bad. I get it. I get what he's saying. That is different than this. This is a stupid, stupid thing he said. And I don't want to be that guy that says I've lost all respect for Jim Cornette.
Right.
But anyone that even uses Hitler name like that in a comparison,
but
if it'll make you happy.
So
it's dirtbag. It's stupid. It's amateurish. It makes him look like an asshole. Every bad thing you can say about Jim Cornette should be said right now.
As Lane Austin would say, God bless Jim Cornette.
Oh, I just heard that in his voice. That made me happy. But no,
he's
I think
not
my
getting gains.
My favorite thing from that whole situation was Kenny Omega's response, which was like, hey, we're getting ready for the G1 climax. Can you not tag me in this?
If you're going to bury me, don't tag me because I have to keep my mind right for G1.
Yeah, it was the perfect middle finger.
I also very much loved that like his response got like 16,000 retweets and likes and Jim Cornette's was sitting at like 80.
It's so stupid. It's
like,
so
how
stupid.
How desperate are you for attention?
Well, it's one of those guys that he remembers how things used to be. And it's grown and evolved without him. And if you don't evolve with the sport, mm-hmm. you end up being salty and having a podcast years later where you cuss all the talent out. That's actually people who know who they are nowadays.
We don't cuss anybody out.
No, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what Jim Cornette does.
Yeah, because he was a part of the sport at one time. He was, he was the face of tag team managers.
And we've said before that his work in wrestling in a non-creative role was good. He was a good heel. He was a good bad guy.
Well, how much of this is maybe a work?
None of it.
His name out there.
I don't think it's working though because I don't.
Well, it's not working. That's for sure. Sounds like an ass.
I don't think, a lot of people are going to like, oh, I want to hear more from this guy. Yeah. It's just like, this dude's stupid.
I'm not to get political, but anytime anyone has ever.
You called me Donald Trump or his assistant earlier, so we're already on shaky ground.
That was different.
He wasn't comparing you.
I wasn't comparing you to Donald Trump.
He just said you were
I'm
loaded.
I was comparing you to Jared Kushner. There's a difference
back there because my feelings are still hurt.
But the whole Hitler thing is so overdone, and like
he thought it would get him attention, and it did.
It did. But I mean, Jim Cornette already has attention. If you are already a legend in the sport, and he is a legend in the sport, don't take it away from him.
Yeah, no.
You don't have to do this. You don't have to criticize the younger generation and say what you. Asa, you said it how many times? There are different wrestling. Different
styles.
Wrestling styles for different people.
Yeah.
And just because you don't agree with one of them doesn't mean that they're inherently bad.
That's something I used to be really bad about. Not necessarily with wrestling, just in general. Like, oh, you like that band? Ah, that band sucks. Well, no, I don't like that band.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they're bad. It's just that's not for me. And that's something that I have greatly tried to break myself from doing.
As I've gotten older, an important thing is to try to put myself in someone else's place and see what like paradigm they're seeing something from.
Mm-hmm.
When you're able to just stop for a minute and take your emotions out of it and actually try to resonate with that person, at least from their perspective, you don't get mad as often and you realize, yeah, I don't agree with it, but I kind of see where they're coming from. So like even with Jim Cornette, I don't agree with it and I wish he wouldn't say it. I'm kind of tired of hearing it, but
mm-hmm.
I get where he's coming from and he's still going to be that old man on the corner shaking his fist at the kids who are walking through his lawn.
Until now. This is the breaking point for me because up until this point, Jim Cornette just disagreed loudly. And even though I didn't always agree with what he said, it was still civil to a point. But now when you start throwing Hitler's name around,
that's no one should ever use that as a reference ever for anything.
Reference, not comparison.
Yeah, exactly.
What's our next thing?
All right. So Jim Cornette, giant asshole.
Yeah.
Okay. You win.
Sky is blue.
But
water's
I'm still
wet.
Holding on to Hulk Hogan. Something he did is still good somewhere. Speaking of good.
His leg drop was awesome.
Santa with muscles.
Atomic. of Suburban Commando.
Mr. Nanny?
Gremlins 2, when he's in the theater.
What was the one where he's riding a motorcycle and the guy's throwing the dog in the water?
Oh, that is Mr. Nanny.
Okay.
Yeah. the guy foreshadowed the movie being just, so dead that he, or bad that he had to kill his dog.
I just saw that gif pop up on Twitter.
Yeah, Allie, so in the beginning of, is Mr. Nanny, right?
I think it is Mr. Nanny.
So
it's
Hogan's
one of the two.
Riding a motorcycle into town and in the background, there's a guy who throws his dog into the river. No joke. Go, everyone at home, stop listening to this. Yeah. Turn this off and go look that up. All right, moving on. We don't have a hell of a lot of time.
It was Mr. Nanny.
FYE is going to start carrying Bailey gummy bears.
Neat.
Which is both adorable and insulting. Nah, just adorable.
No, I mean, FYE does that. They're the ones where that's the place where you go to buy bootios.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not where you go to buy movies.
Amazon for $30 a box, which someone at this table may have done. Because
15 at FYE.
Dalton.
What?
Why would you do that?
No, I had my one box at FYE.
FYE's terrible. We all agree on that,
right?
Yeah,
you thought it was stale.
I spent a lot for cereal one time.
I didn't.
What's the most you've ever spent on cereal?
$30 for that. On Amazon.
So is that the box you ate, or is that unopened? Because I have a box.
No, that was the whole reason I bought it, is because Rollins was like, they have Bootios on TV, and I'm that dad who's like, oh, my son, would you like some Bootios? Let me get on the Amazon and have it delivered to the door.
Let me get on the Amazon.
That's how, that's what older people say when they're talking to their
children.
Did
you send a
Let
check?
Let me get on the Amazon, and I will have it directly to the door. And then you pour the kid the bowl of cereal. He takes two bites, and he leaves, and you're like, there's like $7 worth of cereal in that bowl. So you're eating his sloppy, soggy seconds of Bootios, which does not sound like something you ever want to do.
Eat sloppy seconds of Bootios.
That's the worst from a five-year-old. It's like so many things are wrong with that. But it's true. So it's true. I ate sloppy, soggy seconds of Bootios. It's a fact. Put it on a t-shirt, stamp it, I'll sign it. That's just how it is. And I paid $30 to do it, so.
You gotta pay more for that in other countries.
You broke Asa.
Yeah.
So what's next?
It was just a matter of time, Asa.
I have a second to talk. Let's go. What's next?
So congratulations to Bailey.
Yay!
On those gummy bears. Brock Lesnar possibly not interested in staying with WWE past Mania. He has re-entered the USADA testing pool. Because he apparently is wanting to get back to UFC again for the 30th time.
And boy, do I have some bad news when you fail that test.
Well, his suspension is still, the earliest he can fight is December.
Right.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
About to say, because I think he can fight in other places.
He put himself in the pool
because when he announced his retirement, because he got suspended, and then he announced his retirement. Well, when you renounce your retirement, that suspension freezes, but it doesn't go away. Like, you don't just get to be retired through your suspension.
Yeah.
It's like in the NFL, if you retire, you don't get to come back and play for another team. You sign a contract. You have to work out the contract.
Yeah. So, but apparently, like, I was reading today that it isn't 100% confirmed that he's back in the USADA. Like, someone from UFC mentioned, like, well, no, he's not being tested through us currently, but that doesn't disqualify him from potentially being through the USADA. I think what he's just doing is he's just going to make UFC and WWE go into a bidding war for him.
Right.
And whoever has more dump trucks of money.
I have two questions to you guys, everybody. One, would the UFC even want him after the part-time thing? And I have no opinion on this. I just want to know your guys' opinion.
No doubt.
You think that the UFC would still want him?
They don't have Ronda Rousey. Conor McGregor is doing this boxing thing. They need a big name draw because they don't really have. There's no one.
You have
right
Jones.
Now.
Jones is fighting this week, or it's soon.
I think it's Saturday, and even the whole and the only thing that is a draw for is it's not. They're not paying to see Jones. They're paying, praying
that Jones gets knocked out.
That Jones gets his ass handed to him by DC, because again, the reason it's been so long since Jones has been in the UFC is because he had a hit and run on a pregnant woman while high on cocaine.
Cocaine.
Kids love it.
Drug.
So let's go ahead and make sure that we get him back.
Yeah. So
question number two.
James.
Yeah.
Question number two.
Quote.
Do we want Brock Lesnar to stay in WWE?
No.
Allie?
No.
I enjoy him more in UFC, actually.
Because you can elbow somebody in the head and they can defend properly.
Yeah, because it's supposed to happen over there.
Yeah, no, like that
make people bleed.
He's become so indestructible in the WWE. If they're going to use him to put someone else over. But then it was Goldberg. That worked out great.
My name's Roman Reigns. Have we met?
Well, exactly.
Stuttering a lot because I don't know how it would say it nicely. But
the most entertaining thing that Lesnar has done in the last 2 years, I would make the argument, is his match with Samoa Joe.
Agreed.
Everything else has been.
And even that was only like the first 10 minutes.
It's too many gaps between his appearances.
The three-way match was pretty good.
Cena and Rollins.
Rollins, yeah.
When he first came back. He was awesome.
He was great.
That's what I said in the last 2 years.
Well, I'm just saying.
You know what destroyed him
was beating the streak.
It was, and Suplex City.
Yeah.
The laziest
then
set
WrestleMania
of moves,
after.
That's all he has to do now. Suplex City, Suplex City. And it's boring. It's like, we're
tired
of seeing
it. And he doesn't even have the best German suplex in WWE.
He doesn't. They're ugly. And it's like he half-heartedly does it at this point.
He's just like, I hope you jump.
But at the same time, like, it's Brock Lesnar, so they're kind of supposed to look ugly. Because, yeah, they're not jumping. Because he doesn't need
violent.
Them to.
He's a legitimate fighter.
Yeah.
He's dangerous.
And he just can throw people, like...
I wish I could do an ugly suplex like that.
You can. Just do it. Do it on Dalton right now.
I can't.
There's a table.
No.
Do the table. I don't remember anything.
This is like my second time on the street in 2 months, so I don't think I'm ready for...
Your pimp's got to be mad. All right, so...
Well, what's next?
I'm my own pimp.
G1 standings.
Yes.
What's the G1 standings?
Well, there's two blocks. For those who don't know, the G1 is a annual round-robin style tournament that New Japan Pro Wrestling puts on. The winner gets basically like a Money in the Bank briefcase, except it can only be used at the Tokyo Dome show, Wrestle Kingdom. And so basically everybody, there are two blocks. Everybody has to wrestle everybody in their block. Whoever has the most points, you get 2 points for a victory, 1 point for a draw, 0 points for a loss. Whoever has the most points in each of the two blocks then wrestles each other.
Remember when WCW did that?
And TNA.
Yeah, that, but.
It was the four, it was Muda, Sting, Ric Flair, and who was the fourth? Was it Lex Luger?
Yeah.
Zack Ryder.
I think it was Zack Ryder.
The tag teams were Doom, and that's all I remember about the tag teams.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean, G1 is amazing. Like, it's a fantastic.
This is
gonna
be like a 4 week tournament. Like, we're on day seven, I think, of it. Yeah. Like, it's insane. But the current standings right now are Tanahashi, Zack Sabre Jr., and, Naito are in block A. They are tied for first at 6. Everybody else has 4, except for Yoshihashi has 2, and Yuji Nagata has 0.
Wait, Yuji Nagata, really?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not a joke. I watched Yuji Nagata in WCW. I didn't know he was still wrestling.
Yeah.
I loved Yuji Nagata. And I know I'm breaking up, but do you remember WCW NWO Revenge?
Yeah.
Yuji Nagata was one of the only people that had, like, the combo you could do in that. He was awesome.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Dude, I mentioned Iron Man, so you're good. You're at least in the last 20 years.
Block B has 2 people with 6 points. It's Kenny Omega and Okada. And then everyone else has 4, 2,
did,
or 0.
Did you see
0.
The match, him and
Okada or Omega?
Tonga. Tayo Tonga?
Yano?
The one with long hair.
Tama Tonga?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw it online, the match. It was actually a pretty good match between the two of them, which was cool because you don't get to see, like when I was younger, I always liked to see the tag team guys in singles matches, and it was actually a really good match. Mm-hmm. Omega obviously went over, but it was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that feud that's brewing between, like the OC Bullet Club and the Elite starting
right,
to
right,
kind of, the cracks are starting to show. I think
even at the press conference, you could kind of see.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see that.
I can't wait to see NWO versus NWO Wolfpack.
I will say, the G1 did give us probably one of the most disgusting things ever shown.
We can't talk about that on the air.
We're talking about it.
We talked about Orton's head getting cut open. We're going to talk about
all right,
this.
Fine.
We are news.
I'm washing my hands clean of this.
Oh, no, this is the most disgusting thing that we've seen, that I've seen personally since Mitch. So
yeah,
you guys take it's,
it. We are broadcast, like week. we are journalists.
During,
this is what we're going
to
do.
During the G1, and it's uncomfortable to talk
it's
about.
It's hard to talk about. Go
ahead. But Bad Luck Fale got his hands on Daryl.
That bastard.
And just eviscerated. Like literally, and we say, yo, turned him inside out, you know.
No, literally.
Took his head off. No, he literally.
Beat the stuffing out of him.
Ripped him in half.
Mortal Kombat style.
Stuffing goes everywhere.
Finish him.
Kenny Omega, in a very nice gesture, offered to pay for all the funerary expenses.
That's sweet of him.
Both New Japan Pro Wrestling and Ring of Honor issued official statements, sending their condolences to Tanahashi and Naito and the rest of LIJ. I love how they're playing this up.
Mitch
like
the Fern didn't
deal.
Get any of that.
No.
And for anybody that,
whether it was a Fern or not because of its size, but.
And if anybody doesn't know who Daryl is, it's, what is it?
Tanahashi's
stuffed cat.
Who was an official member of the LIJ. He got Naito's fist bump.
Allie, you love cats.
I do.
Well, you don't
this
love that
has
one.
To upset you.
It does.
We made Allie watch.
She almost threw up.
Yeah.
She got sick.
She had tears in her eyes.
She's as green as Dalton's shirt.
Turn it off, you bastard! Allie!
That was
you
loud.
You can't cuss on the show.
Anyway, so that. So we hope justice is done.
It will be. It better be.
It better be.
What's our next thing?
Pretty much just Raw. Was there anything that happened on Raw? I didn't get to see Raw.
The main event's going to be, for SummerSlam, it's going to be Strowman versus Reigns versus Joe versus Lesnar.
And SmackDown's main event is going to feature Jinder Mahal.
Versus versus Vince Marinara.
I really love that segment on the opening to Raw is probably one of the best openings they've done in a really long time, because it's just Kurt Angle comes out and he's gonna announce the match. Joe comes out and he's like, no, it's me. It has to be me. Reigns comes out all cocky and
Reignsy.
That's the Reigns I like.
He actually was entertaining, though.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. My voice cracked a little bit, but that's true.
And then Strowman comes out, and he's just like, no. So then they all start to brawl with each other.
No, Strowman did say, I don't care if it's one guy, two guys, three guys. I just want to pile up some bodies.
That was
an awesome line. But then Strowman also murdered a security guard.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! That's
because murder was the case that they gave him
from like three quarters back into the ring. He just from the belt loop and collar and just and it's the thing
it was
where
horrible.
Whenever when the
I thought you were talking about like during the ambulance. Yeah, no, when he lawn-darted that dude out of the ring.
The camera pans and you expect to see like four of those other security guards there ready to catch him, and there's zero security guards there. He just thuds onto the mat.
I could have sworn in between like when he threw him and when he hit, they switched it to that old Married with Children style where it was a dummy.
It wasn't.
The other security guards acted like the dude's dad on Friday that had the bike. You want some old man?
Because no.
Did any other security guards get thrown around, or did they all just magically disappear after that?
They all took hits and like were knocked out of the ring, but he was the only one that got thrown.
Yeah, someone wasn't tossed out like hot garbage. What did Lesnar do?
Collected a check at home.
Oh,
he was there in spirit.
Tended to his Canadian fields.
So fans, what do you want to see more? Strowman versus Lesnar versus Reigns versus Joe, or Mahal versus John Cena or
Shinsuke Nakamura.
I'd watch Shinsuke Nakamura walk across the street.
I can't wait to see him lose to Jinder Mahal.
He's my favorite.
I can't wait till
will be the final straw for me.
I can't wait till the two foreigners get in the ring and wrestle.
There's gonna be a USA chant during a Nakamura Mahal match.
Yep.
And Nakamura will do
it with our hands.
And it's gonna be leaning more towards Mahal because he's from Canada.
Yeah.
I thought he's from Punjab.
They don't want anyone to know that.
Sorry.
Oh.
Okay, so.
We're getting a lawsuit.
So that's just about everything for the news. Now Dalton's holding on to his, was there anything I missed, Asa?
There was something from Raw that also, I just want to mention how stupid the Jason Jordan thing is again.
Oh yeah.
I know I harped on it, but like, this has to go somewhere so much faster.
No, you weren't here. You haven't been here since that happened.
I mean, you read the thing that I said about it, how yeah. I think it's going to bomb, and I think he's going to get blamed for it, and he's going to end up probably fired.
I mean, he did the best he could on Monday with what he was given.
But he was given nothing. Just,
he got a quick match, quick victory.
He is entirely too happy and
friendly.
I don't
like his new finishing move. It's, if he's going to be a son, at least use Angle's move.
Why wouldn't he do the Angle slam?
What's the new finisher?
It's the lethal injection.
It was like some. Is that what it was?
It's the lethal injection, except he didn't do it well. Where it starts as the back body drop, but then he tosses him and then catches him in a neck breaker.
Right.
Yeah.
Which Jay Lethal made it awesome because he didn't throw them high. He just made it. It was a quick transition.
Yeah. It was
into
just
the neck breaker.
He just fell into
Jordan
it.
Jordan basically is trying to do like a one man grand amplitude.
Ooh. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
It could look cool.
Can't wait to see him try to do that on like Samoa Joe.
Yeah. Which
he won't.
He could. Jordan's strong.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean,
he was also the greatest basketball player of all time.
Joe's got that fat ass,
this kind of
though.
Stuff all night.
Don't forget about the fat asses.
So
Joe.
Also, Bayley versus Alexa Bliss is our SummerSlam women's match. And
we're going to be
out of fan.
No, please.
Boy, that women's division is a dumpster fire.
The alternate.
Nia Jax.
Sasha, Nia Jax.
I think Nia Jax.
Either of those. Emma.
Like, they've been building that up for a while.
Yeah, it's like every time. All right, how long?
We've already seen Bayley. We've already seen.
Bless her heart.
We've already seen Alexa versus Bayley twice at least, and one of those was the. Was
the
that Singapore
show, yeah.
was the she and she wouldn't swing the stick at her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's enough time for Sasha to really make someone mad and then she gets put in a three-way match.
How long have I been saying, like, I've criticized Nia Jax because they're so hot and cold with her, push her to the moon, draw back, push her to the moon, draw back. Give her title run.
Yeah.
Give her the title. Give her the damn title and let her run.
That's one of the Rock's cousins that, you know,
like every all the other Rock's cousins get pushed to the moon.
Right.
Let Nia win the title.
Sexism.
I purposely prefer Alexa Bliss as champion because she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to give someone else a shot and make it fresh, do it.
I think they're gonna, I know we've been saying this for months now, but I think she probably will get added to the match for SummerSlam, and that's when she turns on Bayley.
Yeah.
Because they've been teasing it too much for it to not happen.
Yeah. Since they've both been together on Raw, yeah. It seems like.
Or they'll swerve you good and Bayley turns heel on Sasha.
Ooh.
You know what? At this point, good.
Her finisher becomes a bear hug.
Surprise me, please.
But they'll turn her into that, like, the good girl gone bad, where she's so dorky kind of bad.
She'll still have a side ponytail, but she'll wear black leather, and like she'll the girlfriends in Greece.
She'll have a skull for the headband, hairband. Screw it. All right. So that's all the news and notes, and we are out of here. I'm kidding. Dalton,
is it already on fire so much that we can't put it out? Is it was?
No, it's been a great show. So. No, I meant that, Allie. Don't look at me. So,
is that, when she gives that look, is that the look that she knows, like, he didn't mean it?
That's the disappointment look I get all the time.
Ooh, let's talk
when
about
I talk
that.
About her boyfriend.
Let's lower her voice and talk about that.
So.
Asa got the disappointment look because she was so disappointed at you.
Disappointment all around. The disappointment room is what it is. So, last night we had the San Diego Comic Con show.
Yes.
I recommend you go listen to it because it was a lot
of fun.
It
was really, really good.
With
I
myself.
It was also, it was, I think right after it was posted, I was so excited.
It was part two because we talked about a bunch of new stuff on Sunday on Nerd Up.
Yep. So it's a whole week of Comic-Con stuff, really.
Yep.
And one thing we didn't talk about because they specifically said before the show, no, we're going to have Barry on tomorrow. I want to talk to Barry about this. So
I brought action figures with me.
He legitimately brought action figures.
Okay.
With him.
So yeah.
You remember the last time you brought action figures and we were supposed to talk about them?
Yeah. And then you didn't let me talk about them?
Do you remember the look on Dalton's face like an hour ago when he was looking at the action
figures? Do you remember when Barry came on the show?
That one time.
So, all right. So, there's a bunch of new toys coming out. Dalton has a list.
Yeah.
And Barry and Dalton, you're both toy aficionados.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna hand this over to you.
It's like the Bootios thing with my kid. That's why.
Yeah, he has a really good excuse to collect action figures. I'm a man child.
Yeah, I use my 5-year old.
Yeah.
At your rate, you'll have one soon enough.
Let's not hope.
Go ahead.
All right. So.
I'll just be over here thinking of things I want to purchase.
San Diego Comic Con happened and Mattel has just decided to, make me just completely go bankrupt this year. We have like 3 lines that we know are coming out of elites. We're just going to cover elites today and then Barry gonna tell me which ones are like super excited.
I'm with you on all these. Seeing the video of the Comic Con release from San Diego was the equivalent of me as a child getting that Toys R Us Christmas sale paper.
Yeah.
So now that I'm an adult, this is what I look forward to every year.
Yeah. So like we have three waves coming up. We have Elite 52, 53, and then Now Forever, which is the Walmart exclusive line, which that one.
Exclusives.
Yeah. Those suck. But, like 52, we have Braun, D'Lo Brown, Shamrock, Kofi Kingston and Woods.
I gotta mention.
You can ask me.
No, this isn't a question.
Okay.
This is a
Ken
statement.
Shamrock.
Ken Shamrock. Yeah. Not Frank.
That, why does D'Lo Brown's face scan look like someone just exposed themselves to him?
Because Mattel is really bad at face scans sometimes.
He looks like he is terrified.
Yeah.
His eyes are wide. His mouth is open. Like, it's
the look that he has on his face when he used to shake his head, maybe.
If anyone buys this figure, I'm going to need you to make the thought bubble above his head that just says, I have no mouth, but I must scream. Because it's just.
Oh, God, I love that reference.
Because it's just terror.
Yeah.
It's just absolute terror.
Yeah.
Let me see the list, because there's another head scan that I very much
hated. Braun. You didn't like the Braun because it was smiling.
Okay, yeah.
And that's the same line.
Okay, so Braun Strowman's face could have been the menacing snarl, or just like a scream. I don't like the figures that are screams, because
you're falling into Mattel's trap. They want you to buy this one, and then they'll have a frown on the next one. This one's got the cool hair.
But I won't, because I already have a Braun from the Wyatt family.
Can we put a pin in it? Because I'm going to go back to that head scan.
You're messing everything up right now.
But that head scan's so bad.
Yeah, but I'm pin. It's
okay.
There. So we had that's Elite 52. I know I'm buying D'Lo because I bought that 2-pack. Barry, you're probably buying 2 of each.
What do you mean by that?
Because you're probably going to buy 2 of each of all
he
of
bought
this.
The two.
No!
He bought the 2-pack of the Nation. No, of
yeah,
the
that's
Rock
why.
And
the only one that I'm super excited about is that Braun.
So you mean like 2 of every Elite that comes
out? Or D'Lo.
Out? No, yeah. I don't buy 2 of every Elite. Like the Finn Balor?
Yeah.
The ones that I know my son really likes a lot. Now, this is true. This isn't me using him as an alibi. If he doesn't ever open them and need them, that's great. But when you deal with a 5-year-old, it's like dealing with an unreasonable alcoholic. And
I'm in there.
As have I, which is why I don't want to deal with this 5-year-old in the same manner, because I'm gonna lose, and I can't punch this one. So,
but there's just, other five year olds are fair
no.
Game.
I'm talking about not the drunk in comparison to the 5 year old. So, what I do is, and also just as a side note, the whole shaken baby thing. You know, it's kind of, some kids are cut out for it, some of them aren't. That's all I'm saying. Oh, you know,
I'm really happy. It's a kind of way to drink.
It's a process of weeding out. Ron's had the heck shook out of him, and he seems to be just fine. So anyway, back to the list.
But yeah, no,
Valor, I buy two of those because Rollins may be destructive with one, and you know,
you got that backup.
I want to enable him that way.
But yeah, no, D'Lo is the one that I'm definitely buying. That the Kofi and Woods, I'm skipping on just because we both have two full sets
of New Day.
Yeah, so Elite 53 is coming out. That's Owens with the Kevin Owens show shirt, the Raw's War one. Super stoked for that. I'll probably buy it. Big E, not buying it. Phantom Mask Miz.
Sweet.
I need a Miz.
I don't like that mask. It sits funny. It's every.
Well, yeah, but it's every mask.
Removable mask that Mattel does. They never work right, or they never look right. So I'm.
But I need a Miz. So buying that one. Bliss is, which is the Harley Quinn attire.
Mm-hmm.
Mandy.
The Little Miss Bliss.
Yeah, and then Jericho, which is the smile variant of the, like, so face Jericho with the list.
Yeah.
And then, Heath Slater with the other tag belt, which I'm gonna have to buy.
Yeah, I don't. It's an Elite Slater.
Yeah. So good news
is. Do I need to say more about it?
Yeah. The good news is out of those two waves. It also has the I Got Kids shirt. So I will have to buy that.
Oh God, you're bringing back memories.
Yeah. Oh no, it's still a shirt, bud. But so like I'm good out of those two waves that I'm only spending like $60. The Vin Now Forever line, which is coming out soon, is American Alpha with the NXT belts. Rollins.
Those are Elite. Those are the ones I've got to have.
That's right. Before we found out who his dad was.
I was going to say, RIP American Alpha. Yeah. Totally worth it.
Seth Rollins with like the gray and black attire. And then Miss Elizabeth from like WCW,
mm-hmm.
which I'm going to buy that one too. I'm pretty stoked. And then,
I was laughing because I was thinking of something not nice.
So like you heard on Herman's head last night.
So now Dalton's at $120. Of like figures I have to buy.
I'm not allowed to count the money that I've spent.
I'm doing this
on action figures because if I do, number one, if that note ever ends up in the wrong hands, like my wife, I'll be in trouble.
She's not listening to the show, right?
Never.
She might, because you're on it.
We've listened to the last couple together actually. So she's like, "Is that what she asked tonight? Do I have to listen to it live?" Or I said, "No. That's not even an option. So
we haven't even figured that out yet.
Yes.
So, which is good, but she doesn't know." Doesn't need to know the actual number, but my daughters did say, "Dad, sell those so you can pay for my college." And I thought it was a joke until I actually did some math. When I send you those numbers, I ran the numbers. It was like store value $12,000.
Yeah, because
American dollars.
Yeah. Now I didn't spend that. That's what if you were to buy all that I have at a store,
right?
Retail,
if you paid retail, but you didn't.
I bought some lots on eBay and et cetera.
And like I've shown AC your collection, and I'm just like. And like even in your loose bin,
this is the last time anyone will ever hear from me again.
Dang it, I wanted to talk to you on Saturday. But like, no, I've shown AC your collection and I'll just like look at the loose figures. I was like, that's an $80 figure loose, that one's $60 loose. Like, and his collection's a lot better than mine. But so like I'm only at 120 on the things that are coming out now.
You have figure envy?
A little bit.
You can come over and play.
Trust me, you're getting that text soon.
Incredibly creepy.
But like, so then
I got
Mattel.
Some popsicles down in the basement.
We said, get your fat ass. Still got to talk about CCW too.
Bring oh really?
Yeah.
Okay. So
really?
Also,
what's CCW?
You know, the point of the show.
All right, I'll quickly go through the other things. All right, so like they also showed like a bunch
Saving
of
the best for last.
Yeah, they showed a bunch of things that like they showed in glass. Oh, like we have a new Sasha Banks Elite, new Asuka. We have a Macho Man Wolfpack. Tyler Bate with the European belt. Super stoked for that. TG Perkins with the CWC metal and cruiserweight belt. We have a Virgil. Super stoked for that.
That's Why? What I, no, really, I am. Because I have a $1 million man with the suit, with the little, you push the button, the song plays. And then I also have the Elite $1 million man.
Does he come with a pillow for the belt?
Oh, I don't
that
know.
That he can just carry out?
Oh, we can make one, though. And then they did prototype pictures of people like Ember Moon, Mean Gene, The Club. Super stoked for that.
Hardy Boys.
And then my favorite thing, we'll end it with this, but they're doing a new line that I said I wasn't going to support until they showed me the second one, which is called the Epic Moments Collection, which is two elites and accessories. The first one, Celebration of Friendship, with the actual attires of both of them. So like you have Jericho in the white jacket,
Allie
white hat.
Looks as if she may want to purchase that one.
And it comes with like the statue. The creation of friendship painting and like all that. But the one that like I'm absolutely sold on is they're giving me the Hardy Boys with two ladders, which kind of sucks, but it also comes with the Raw belts, which is really awesome. But yeah, no, we got a lot of really good ones. Like there's going to be a new Sheamus and Cesaro with like the entrance attire that I'm super stoked for. We have Scotty Tuhati, which for some reason I'm really happy about that. King of the Cruiserweights, Neville, buying that. Like, oh yeah, no, I'm going to go broke. Shannon, red, hi, white, and blue Zack Ryder elite.
It looks sweet. Mm-hmm. I'm super duper sweet.
I need a Ryder elite. So yeah, that, and that's
for the record. I won't be buying any of those figures at all. Meridel, I will not.
For the record, I told Austin Lane this today when we texted each other. I texted Austin Lane. We texted each other.
That, so did I.
The name that Barry dropped.
It fell right next to
it. On the ground?
Well, I don't even drop that name anymore because it's just Austin. I mean, if you drop it, you're not that close where you feel like you're still dropping his name.
Oh,
duly noted. Duly noted.
I just call him Brad.
Well, God bless you.
Wait, why? Not his name, but that's what I call him. I told Austin that he needs Ghostbusters gear. We talking about that because Zach Ryder just made me think.
You know what?
He needs Ghostbusters.
I'm talking about Lane Austin. That happens all the time. I'm sorry, Austin. I was talking about Lane that whole time. I'm going to be quiet and let you tell your Austin Lane Ghostbusters story.
All right. That's it.
But we have to go with CCW now.
I will say too, that friggin' brawn head of the gentle giant, just, he looks like your dad's friend.
He's still mad. He's mad about that still.
I didn't get to take the pin out of it. They're doing another one.
Yeah, and it's him screaming. I don't care.
Like, I love that one.
It's so dumb. He just, like, it's like your dad's friend who gets you a birthday card and you're like, you know my birthday?
My dad's friends never got me anything.
It's
like what Nia Jax is, like, all of her promo pictures. Where she's just like, she's got that smile.
She's smiling.
And she looks like just the sweetest human.
Yeah.
Like, you just seem like you would be.
She smiles on television quite a bit also.
She does.
Yeah. But also you can then see her character and it's like, I would like to see her be a face because I think
I would like to see her smile when she's destroying people.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to look grumpy.
Kind of teased like a little turn a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
On the catwalk.
Yeah.
All right. So let's.
I got that.
Are we done with, can we get to CCW?
Yeah, no, we're good. Yeah.
Let's talk about, bedbugs. At the Werenberg Theater.
No, CCW.
Oh, CCW, yeah.
Yeah, they're not transferable to our seats at our venue because we have metal back chairs.
Boom.
Not a problem, Werenberg fans. If you want to come and check out a CCW show, no bed
bleacher,
bugs.
And bleacher seats are cheaper than movie theater tickets.
Bleacher seats available at Gaming Grounds right now in Cape Girardeau for
$5.
$5 a pop. And real quick, before we talk about CCW's event, let's talk about the meet and greet that's happening this weekend before the show at 2 p.m. here at Gaming Grounds in Cape. You can come out and meet Austin Lane.
Not Lane Austin.
Well, I wish Lane Austin was here. I could fall asleep in those arms.
He's too busy taking pictures at the gym.
I'd say I'd fall asleep in those arms, but have you ever tried to sleep on rocks?
When I see him with his shirt on, it seems weird.
Agreed. So, Austin Lane, the best of the best. The best of the best will be here. The lovely Nikki Lane will be here. Don't call her that to her face. She'll break your face.
She'll break the face.
And then Justin Smart.
Sykeston, Missouri's very own.
Justin Smart?
Absolutely. Oh,
cool. I'm not too familiar with the man. We saw him wrestle at the last show. He did a great job. I can't wait to see him again.
I wasn't there, so I'm looking forward to seeing him.
He did a really good job. I liked him.
And I sang a song to him, and he appreciated it. I can't fault that. But they're going
to
be here.
When you sing to people, Shannon, they all enjoy it, including me.
I don't sing to you enough, Barry. Not enough.
You're saying.
I was about to start singing, and then you interrupted, so you ruined it.
I've been doing that a lot tonight.
But they'll be here at Cape. Come out and meet them. We're going to be signing autographs, taking pictures. You can get those tickets for CCW, which happens at 6 p.m. Doors open. 7 o'clock, the show starts at the AC Brazee Arena here in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. I got the card list right here. Let's go over it real quick. It is stacked. This is the one-year anniversary show. Myself, Allie, and Tanner went to the very first show that they had. Ace and Dalton, unfortunately, you missed the first show, but you were there for the second show when Ricochet fought Austin Lane.
Yep. I
had tickets to both shows. I wasn't able to go.
I've had downtime at work, so I have this big, stupid thing that I'm going to annoy everybody by like flooding their timeline and tagging everyone in, written up for the Homecoming 2.
Which is going to be the next show.
Yes.
But yeah, one year we've been doing CCW, and it has been just the coolest thing in the world. Not only is this the best wrestling we've ever seen live, the people behind it are incredible. The wrestlers are incredible. We can't stress enough how amazing it is. You guys need to go see it if you haven't already. Also, make sure you catch Chaos on Fight TV every Wednesday at 6 p.m.
Yeah, if you're not within driving distance of Cape to see it live, Fight TV is free.
Yes.
All of the back episodes are on demand. You can watch whenever, and then you can catch new episodes every Wednesday at 6 o'clock.
And you may recognize some of the voices if you're listening to this podcast and you check out Chaos. May sound similar. Yeah.
If you listen to this podcast and don't watch CCW Chaos, fix it.
Something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. If you haven't been able to make it to a show, or you're not willing to dedicate that travel and that time to it just yet because you're not sure, check out the show. Check out Chaos.
Test the waters.
See what's going on. That's right. And it's free.
You'll love it.
You don't have to leave your couch.
Tonight's episode was a great one. It was Tattoo versus Del Tucker and Austin Lane versus Marco Stunt. Two amazing matches.
In next week's episode, going to be even better.
That was two title matches.
And I will say, last week's episode, I was super, like, from our standpoint, like commentary, I was super proud.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I think that was honestly the first one that we left recording the commentary and thinking, like, okay, that was.
We did a good job.
That was good.
We're good.
The Billy Hills tag team match?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because that's in the notes that I said I had some notes. Mm-hmm. That was my favorite match of the matches that you guys have called.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm it's kind of cool that you had felt best after it because I noticed it. I was like, everything came together during that tag team match, I thought.
But that's an after the show note type thing. Yes. We'll get to that here in a little bit.
Sorry, guys.
No, you're fine. You're the best person that's ever been on this podcast. We got the list here for the matches. Let's talk about them real quick. Facebook, go away. Stop telling me what to do. I'm serious. Ace Hawkins and Dexter Roswell, Dalton.
Yes.
Dexter Roswell.
Boom!
There you go.
Versus Roscoe Eat Lisa.
I'm sorry, Dexter.
That match, you're fine. God, stop apologizing. The match is going to be off the chizzy, is what Allie told me to say.
Anytime I can watch Dexter lose, it's a good time.
I'm really excited about that. Ace
Hawkins.
What
about the Bearcats?
Boo?
No,
Dexter Bearcats.
I hate Dexter Roswell more.
Okay. I'd hope so. Moving on.
People from Dexter.
I hate Dexter more than Dexter's Laboratory. He's my most hated Dexter.
Serial murderer.
I'm excited to see Roscoe Eat Lisa.
I really am. Dalton, why are you not excited to see Roscoe Eat Lisa?
I'm excited to see Roscoe Eat Lisa beat Dexter Roswell.
Say that one more time.
Dexter Roswell?
No, I'm excited to see what?
No.
No! They named themselves that. That's not my fault.
Also new Missouri Wrestling Revival champion, Ace Hawkins.
Yeah, won it from SB, right?
Yep.
Did you see that sick move?
Yeah. Oh my god!
The dive where SB caught him into that was.
And then Ace, after it was posted, Ace Hawkins, who I went on like a 5 days where I wore a shirt every day, and I was like, I'm not taking it off until he accepts my Facebook friend request.
Oh, see, that problem
too. It got stinky, so I had to. He won. He just like he won that match. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, has he still added you as a friend?
That's okay.
Nor
we don't have to be friends.
I didn't even try because I heard horror stories.
I like the I did love that. Like, he posts the gift and he's like, and I still won.
That's right. Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
That's going to be a good match. And probably on a list of matches I'm most looking forward to in the history, in the 1 year history of CCW, the next match is very high on that list. The King of Darkness, Del Tucker versus the Human Highlight Reel, the best of the best, the, Vakeman of the Ghostbusters, the, Captain Falcon of the Smash Brothers.
The antithesis of the third most over referee in CCW.
The alley of the podcast.
The thief of pictures. Never let that one go.
Yeah, he's got to credit the photographer.
Austin Lane. Del Tucker versus Austin Lane. We know Austin Lane is amazing.
That is going to be a sick match.
I asked Austin today, I was like, are you going to beat this Marco match? It was actually in the chat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not only can you watch Chaos on Fight TV, there's a chat room. You can talk to the wrestlers.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You're nuts if you're not doing this. You're stupid idiot. That match is going to be off the hook. I cannot wait to see it. I don't think my throat can last that long.
Jason talking about how they did that match last year at one match of the year.
Right.
So,
and Austin Lane already won match of the year last year with Pro Wrestling Unscripted. He already is in the running with the Marco stunt match. This one could blow the doors off the building. Mm-hmm. In a handicap match, this one's pretty exciting. Jason Vaughn, the Fury Jason Vaughn, who we haven't seen wrestle officially in months. He did show up as the Lawless Outlaw and beat the snot out of J.D. Wilk.
Spoilers.
I think it's...
That episode's aired. That episode is aired.
Okay, fair enough.
He's taking on, and get this, Justin the Juice Smart, Sexton's own.
Mm-hmm.
And King Championship Wrestling General Manager Osby Tomlin, who is stepping out of retirement after 400 days.
How many?
4,000.
How'd you get that number? How'd you get that number?
I think he might have mentioned it. They're going to wrestle.
Scared me.
J.D. Wilk is going to be in the corner of Osby and Justin. And if Jason Vaughn wins, he'll be reinstated in CCW. Now, we've said unkind things before about Jason Vaughn. But what you cannot take away from Jason Vaughn is how popular he is. He is probably, I'd say, if not the most popular good guy on that roster. He is definitely up top there. And I am excited to see Jason Vaughn back. He's a good wrestler. I want to see what happens. This match has me interested. From a storyline standpoint, this match is probably the one that I want to see the most.
And I want to see how he comes back from that sick clothesline that Osby delivered.
Did you see the clothesline?
That was a sick clothesline.
He may have mentioned that too. He doesn't have the best clothesline in the business though. Allie, who has the best clothesline in CCW?
Blaster.
Blaster.
I digress.
Yes, you do.
I'm not sure what that means when I say that, but sometimes people don't say anything back, so.
We have an intergender tag team match as the CCW Women's Champion, Mardi Gras. I thought Little Bit won the title. No,
Mardi Gras won the title.
Yeah. What happened a Little Bit? Did they let her go? They release her?
I think she's working with the orphans.
I'm not allowed to talk about that.
Oh, and the Incredible Tattoo, who we just saw tonight taking on Del Tucker, versus Nikki Lane and Marco Stunt. Yes, you get to see Marco Stunt wrestle again. They'll probably put this match on early so Marco can get to bed.
I mean, they got to.
Can't be up past his bedtime.
And speaking of Blaster.
Child labor laws and all that other
stuff. It's important. We have to have them. Or else.
CCW is the kind of company that follows rules and regulations.
Yes. And they should.
Happens to be one of those.
I mean, otherwise, children die. Look at Vic Morrow in the filming of The Twilight Zone.
I don't.
Look at Daryl.
We're not touching that with this.
Killed two kids with a helicopter. Decapitated.
Wow.
Speaking of Blaster, the CCW Tag Team Championship, Sexy Sarge O'Reilly and The Blaster is The Blaster now. The Sexy Blaster.
The Sexy Blaster.
The Blaster.
They're taking on the LA Hustlers. And I want to say I don't
sick
know if
helmet,
the
by the way
I don't know if the Hustlers listen to this show, but if they do, I want to say this. I've been keeping up with Bradley on like Instagram and Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the gym, man. Dude looks legit. He's looking great. So
looking real, Jack baby.
Yeah, if you listen to this, baby, keep it up. You're looking fantastic.
Booker T would say you're looking real, Jack baby.
But he'd say it eight times.
So looking real, Jack baby.
Has anyone wondered or questioned the LA Hustlers? Is it the Louisiana Hustlers?
Apparently, it's lower
Los Angeles.
It's lower Arkansas.
The Lane Austin Hustlers.
I now officially think of it as Lane Austin Hustlers.
It's that now. It's that in CCW.
We need to know. These are your questions.
Jason, make sure.
Duly noted. I'll place that down on the list.
Put in the notes.
Make sure Lane Austin is not refereeing that match. It will not be called fairly.
No.
No, Lane calls every match fairly.
This is the conspiracy.
So here you have Blaster, who is the Pro Wrestling Unscripted's, what we call it, event of the year. Mm-hmm. He won the voting. He was the most popular thing to the CCW fans. And he has been on a roll, partner after partner, child after child, month after month.
What?
Ethan got
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait.
And
child after child.
Yeah, child after child. It was the Zooks.
Calm down.
My son has been touched by the Blaster. So I don't understand what you're
now
saying.
Now Blaster's on a list. Good thing we don't know his name.
But Barry's got the list.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
All right, anyway, so.
So they're gonna go at it. And, congratulations to Blaster for his continued success.
Yes.
Glenn, I'm breaking the wall down here. Great guy. He deserves all of it.
Yes, really.
Anytime I can see Sarge O'Reilly, who was the first guy, we've said this on the show before, first guy I ever fell in love with the CCW. Met him during the intermission, brave enough to walk up to him and talk to him while, Allie, I think you were in the bathroom and I had a second to just do stuff. Walked up to him, said, you did a great job out there. I never talked to a wrestler before like that. I don't know why. He was so good. I had to. And he was the nicest, most polite, kindest dude in the world. Made me love CCW from the beginning.
He's a good dude too.
He is great.
I helped.
He never remembers Ace's name.
He always introduces himself. I asked you at the this guy's like,
right.
It's a bit, right? Like, cause he literally just saw me like,
yeah, of course he knows you, but then again.
He saw me like 2 weeks ago. Like,
you know, he's been doing this for a while, so.
It's when he does it multiple times in the same night that you gotta start worrying.
I didn't know that Blaster was Blaster when I first met him, and I was like, that's the nicest guy in the world. I think actually you were the one I told. I was like, there's this guy I met earlier.
Yeah, I was like,
that's Blaster, and I was like, what?
Blaster has a sick mask for this show.
Yeah,
that's turning into a pretty gnarly tradition.
I love it.
Yeah,
and that's great. That's great. That match is going to be off the chain. And then I don't even know in what order I can rank these matches of excitement level, because this one's also up there for the Missouri Wrestling Revival Championship.
No, it's not. Not anymore.
Not for the Missouri Wrestling Revival Championship.
It was originally supposed to be, but then SB lost it. So now it's a straight up just grudge match.
Anything can happen in the World Wrestling
Federation. I would like to challenge SB to perform the same move on Billy Hills that he did Ace.
Well, you know what? He will.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Catch him outside. Oh, I know. I remember when at the Harley Davidson show.
He picked up Baracus like it was nothing.
After having his head smashed.
I don't know. Like, I think this match and then the Del Tucker Austin Lane match are the two that I'm probably
because this
most
is a rematch.
For.
Yeah, so this is the first show you guys went to.
This was the first match that we saw, and it was awesome. And so I'm really like I know both of these guys are going to try to top that time.
It's in Billy's blood. He can't. Espy is Espy.
Yeah, they both wrestle that really physical, fast paced style. And
you want to see somebody's Instagram recently or Facebook or Twitter or whatever? You seen Espy's?
Oh, yeah.
He's been working out too.
So is Mikey and Roscoe Eat Lissa. Just like
Mikey. Yeah,
wow. Yes, exactly.
That was the one. That was the one that I legitimately put that Booker T. You looking real jacked, baby? Yeah. Like 8 times on his phone.
But yeah, no. Like Espy looks scarier now. Which is
somehow.
Was that possible?
That's what I thought when I thought it.
So when they talk about us doing interviews at CCW, and you know Ace and Dalton, they do a fantastic job with the interviews.
Oh yeah, no, we both had an interview with Espy.
Won't do it. It reminds me of when I used to have to like interview coaches of basketball games in college after they lost.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want anything to do with that. That scares me. No thanks.
Asa had to talk me into mine. He's like, he's awesome. He's not going to yell.
Yeah, because I had Espy's for the first one. And it's just like, he's someone who, even just like talking to him at like his merch table, like when I bought a shirt from him, it's just like he has that intensity about him. And it's just kind
he
of,
breathes
it's,
this business,
it's,
you intimi- can tell.
It's intimidating a little bit. And then, but when we actually like, when it was time to actually just like do the interview, he was super like, nice. He's like, okay, so what are we doing? And so I was like, okay, this is much nicer. And then I think I have that in because I picked him up, that Negan from a Toy Bomb.
Yeah, I remember that.
So do you have it? I mean, was there like a follow-up? Do you have the N is what I'm saying? Because I thought you were going to finish it with, like, I thought I had that N, like I gave him that, but now he still scares me to death.
Well, no,
oh,
he still scares all of us.
Still kind
of
scary.
I'm pretty sure he wears that face paint daily.
I would. Yeah. Oh, it's so awesome.
I dare you to see me without it.
And then just, yeah, so like, because Dell and Austin, I feel like, is going to be more of like kind of a little bit faster paced, high flying, technical.
They're gonna go at it.
I think Billy and Brandon are just gonna try to beat the crap out of each other.
Turn into a car wreck.
And I'm excited to see both of those.
And then we have our main event of the night, and this is a big one. CCW champion Hollis Giroux, who this is Pro Wrestling Unscripted. So we shoot from the hip here. Hollis, good friend of ours, great wrestler, great guy, great talent. So happy to see him as CCW champion.
Sean, I call him Sean.
just seeing like how he's improved.
Yeah.
Like he started, cause like the
work
first
especially.
Time, especially in the character work, but just like seeing like from a year ago to like where he has been like the last couple shows is awesome to see.
Night and day.
Just, yeah.
Yeah. Cause he was at the first show we saw Ali. He fought Davey Vega. Which was a great match. Davey Vega's incredible and that was awesome. Davey Vega actually kind of looked like Vega from Street Fighter at the time. He stole Hollis's vest and I remember yelling at Davey. One of the first times I've ever yelled something at a wrestling event, I said, it looks better on you. And he turned around and go, hey, thanks. It was awesome. But it's going to be Hollis Giroux, the champion led by Jeff O'Dell with Mathis, the giant scary Viking.
The mad Viking.
Versus Brandon Barbwire, hashtag one true champ, and Billy Gunn.
Tag team known as BB Gunn.
And there it is.
Why are you laughing?
Did you coin that, or is that already in the ether? Did you just make that up?
No, I actually told Brandon that that's what it should be called at one time, and I think he's actually referred to it as BB Gun.
And did he tell Hollis?
He said it's very graphical, has referred to it BB Gun.
Careful with the BB Gun because you might put your eye out.
That's right. There's some eye jabbing going on.
That match is going to be insane. Mathis has just joined CCW a couple of months ago. He's already tearing the place up.
Mm-hmm. He's going to have a lot of reason to want to go out there and hurt somebody.
We've seen him hurt people stride.
Unfortunately, he'll have some motivation.
Well, because I didn't know if Dalton had seen the news that had happened. And so I was like, oh, this happened. That really sucks. And you had mentioned like, oh, I wonder if he's even going to be able to be there on Saturday.
Right.
And I was like, you know, on one hand, it's like, wasn't able to be there, I would like, there would be, I don't think anyone would hold that against him.
Nope.
But I also very much think that like, it's something that he can do to take his mind off things, clear his head. He's someone who's very, very passionate about wrestling. So it probably would help. But at the same time, I feel like is someone that if he woke up and just like both legs were gone and he was supposed to like wrestle that night, he'd be like,
he'd still make the
show. All right, let's see, We're going to work around this.
Yeah.
And it'll still work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Totally speaking out of turn on that. I don't know what, you know, I haven't heard any updates on that as far as what that status is. Completely understandable. His priorities.
Family first.
Yes. Yeah.
And he's very, like, just from, like, talking to him, like, across the table at Denny's, he scares me. But he's also a very family-oriented person. Like, that's one thing I get from him.
Yeah.
And it sucks to lose a parent.
Yeah.
And it sucks to lose a parent. You know, it's not something you bounce back from. I still haven't bounced back, honestly, years later. Mm-hmm. But Roger Mathis is way more focused than I ever was. So I really hope that he gets some peace with this, that this helps him, you know, get over this and move on.
Yeah.
You know, that's very important. But that's the most important thing.
Yeah. And it's going to be such like, whenever you go to an indie show and you see a match like this, you're always just like, oh, like we went to go see that Bob Orton one. And don't get me wrong. Bob Orton was insane. Like he did way better than I thought
he was. Literally insane to wrestle in that match.
Cause it was, Maximum Overdrive. But like,
Neon Nightmares.
Billy Gunn. Mm-hmm. Is still very much an active wrestler.
He just wrestled in New Japan.
Yeah. So like,
Intercontinental title.
Yep. Yeah. I am so excited. And like, 7-year-old Dalton that got in trouble for bringing a Mr. Ass toy to school. Mm-hmm. Like, if 24-year-old Dalton could talk to that kid and be like, you're going to see him wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd lose my mind.
You're not only going to see him wrestle. You're probably going to talk to him and interview him.
That was something that I wanted to mention. Kenny Omega, for one of his matches at the G1 Climax, forgot the U.S. title. And so he was just talking to the cameraman like, I'm going to be in trouble. I forgot. I didn't bring the belt with me. they're gonna yell at me.
They're going to yell. But yeah, no, like I'm so excited for this match and the fact that like it's going to be a great match.
Like, for me, and like, I don't mean this to be disrespectful at all, and I hope it doesn't come off that way, but like, Billy Gunn is kind of secondary for me for this match. I'm genuinely more excited to see Roger and Brandon go at it again.
Yes.
Because that match absolutely left me wanting more. And same with Hollis and Brandon. Yeah. Like, their main event in Scott City was great, and I'm excited to see both of them continue their stuff with Brandon.
That's what we're kind of hoping for.
And then Billy Gunn is just kind of that like icing on the cake.
Yeah, so, like, that's what we're hoping, that people that are there, the CCW loyal, they're going to be there to see the CCW wrestlers. And they're excited to see Billy Gunn also. But we're hoping that there's some wrestling fans that maybe haven't given CCW the chance yet. And they're going to see, oh, Billy Gunn, now I've heard of him. You know, or I used to watch that. And it's going to bring them out, and they're going to see what else CCW has to offer.
Right.
We're going to be able to bring in some new people with Billy Gunn.
That's kind of the thing that I know Dalton and I, for the second show. Like,
yeah, that was the Ricochet effect.
I knew there was no chance in hell that I was going to miss a chance to support a wrestling entity in my hometown.
Right.
Like, I was so mad that I couldn't get off work for the first show.
That's how I felt for the first two or three shows.
And then it was like, okay, Shannon said like, oh, and they're doing another show next month. I was like, well, I'm going. Couple weeks later, they announced Ricochet is going to be there, and I'm like, okay, well, now I have to go. I don't know when I'm going to get a chance to see Ricochet wrestle live again. But the first thing that caught me was Billy coming to the ring with the Pinnacle.
Buy my merch!
Screaming, buy my merch. And yeah. I was immediately just like, okay, I'm on board.
Yeah.
So, and it, like, for every time that we get a name, like, as cool as it is to see these guys wrestle, people like
Matt Hardy, James Ellsworth,
Colt Cabana, Jeff Cobb, like,
Joey Ryan.
Yeah. It's like, all right, this is awesome. Like, next month with Moose.
Yeah.
So excited to see Moose.
But we're there to see our guys.
Yeah. But
CCW.
It's cool
to see them interact with those people that you've seen on television.
Right.
Yeah. It's like fan fiction.
And then just like hoping that like these names are enough to bring like, oh yeah, I know that guy. I'll go see, you know, he's nearby. I'll go and see him. And then they get a chance to see Brandon and Espy and Billy.
Hollis.
And everybody.
Dale, Austin.
Have you not noticed that the interaction that you have with these guys, that it's like getting to know the CCW wrestlers, mm-hmm. to the extent that you're able to. You're just exposed to them a little bit more than you are the guys in WWE. But then when those guys come to town, it's almost like you look at those guys, like Matt Hardy when he showed up at WrestleMania. I'm like, mm-hmm. I was just dragging his bag around.
Right.
You know, a month ago. And it's kind of, you look at them differently because mm-hmm. they're like a CCW guy kind of now, you know, and you realize that they're kind of more on, it brings them down a little bit, and you kind of get a little more comfortable around them, maybe. Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
It humanizes them.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not these larger-than-life people. They're human beings. Matt Hardy is a big human being, though.
Yes.
All right, we got to get out of here. We talked a lot about CCW. We're at about an hour and a half, but no, I know, Barry. I know how to run the show.
All right, I'm sorry.
I have a process. But, Barry, I understand there's new CCW merchandise and some things you want to talk about.
I thought, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up because it almost slipped my mind.
That wasn't even the thing he was thinking about.
It
actually was, and I'm covering for it right now because I was rudely pointing at you like, I got one thing to say. There's been a lot of questions and requests for some new CCW merch, and we will have some CCW stickers/decals at the show, in addition to those that the people that bought tickets on the first day will receive at the door. We'll have some actual CCW logos. We'll have black, red, white, different variations of the color and assortment for you to choose from. And we'll also have, in addition to the red CCW one-year anniversary shirts, we will have some CCW hats. Or if you're from the southern region, caps at the CCW show. We will have some Flex Fit and some, people call them trucker, the adjustable.
Yeah.
Some red, some black, assortments of those also. So those will be limited.
Dalton's going to be leaving with so many new hats that
Dalton,
day.
We're going to see how things go with those. So if you do want a hat, I'd be sure to hit the merch table. Buy their quantities will
early
be
and good. Often.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. What else you got?
It's plenty.
Really?
Okay, well, you go now. I'm turning it over to you.
Okay,
go,
yeah, well, I just want to say that I'm really excited about being a part of CCW and starting off as a fan, and this one-year anniversary is a big deal for a lot of people, not just the folks that started with it. I hope that this is just the first of many, many anniversaries that we have.
Absolutely.
Years to come, and it's the support of the fans that are out there that come to every show, regardless of the name that's on the poster. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that are part of the CCW family, and it's a big, happy family, and we have a bunch of brothers and sisters, and some of us like to poke at each other, and maybe not get along all the time, but you know what?
That's what family does.
That's right. We all hug it out when it's over with, and we all show up to the shows and have a great time.
Yes, absolutely. And it's thanks to the hard work of people like you and Ken Murphy and Lee Montgomery, Jason Wells.
Absolutely.
All the talent in the ring, Osby.
Ken started this with a brainchild, and then he brought in Jason and Lee, and they really took it to the next level, and I'm just hoping that I can just help maintain. That's you asked earlier what my job title was, and I hope I can help maintain things.
Would you say you're the cleaner?
I'm the maintainer.
I think there's a cleaner at CCW right now.
Because Kenny Omega.
Caleb's already the cleaner.
Yeah, Caleb's got locked down on that, but the maintainer.
The maintainer. There it is.
The maintainer.
That's right. I'm a tainer. I'm not the secondary tainer. I'm the maintainer. I feel like you should probably wrap this thing up.
Oh, he gets us.
I want to make sure you got everything that you want to say out. You got everything you want to say out.
No, I appreciate that. Yeah. And then some.
Okay. Well, in that case, we are going to cut this thing out. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure you see us at CCW this weekend. 6:00, doors open, 7:00 bell time. Seats are still available. You can still get bleacher seats here at Gaming Grounds. Make sure you come out and see Austin Lane, Nikki Lane, and Justin Smart at 2:00 at Gaming Grounds in Cape.
Get 709 Broadway.
709 Broadway here in Cape Girardeau. It's on the corner, almost at the corner of Sprigg and Broadway. It's nice. Mm-hmm. There's a Subway right next to us. You can go eat.
Yep.
Fresh. Get a even. Snack. And then, of course, that show is going to be insane. And I'm happy to say, thanks to Barry, we have Pro Wrestling Unscripted stickers that we may or may not be trying to hawk or giving away or something at the show. Who knows? We may just keep them ourselves. We may stick them all over Dalton.
Oh, can we do like the duct tape thing?
Yes.
Where it's like you're up on the wall?
Yes. Yes?
I mean, we're going to need more than 50.
No, it's fine.
It's fine.
Oh, so now it's not enough.
No, I'm kind of fat. Like,
oh.
All right, Steiner.
Got the fat asses too. All right. We're out of here. Thank you guys for listening. Go check out CCW this weekend and make sure you tune in tomorrow for Podzilla After Dark. We have a special guest tomorrow. Mandy's going to be there.
Oh.
So we'll see you guys
then. How'd you get her?
I have Barry.
Oh.
Clearly.
Thanks, you're Barry.
Welcome. The maintainer.
You're welcome.
So have a great night, guys, and we'll see you Saturday.